November 21st, 2019 is the Watt from Pedro Show. Watch for PBR Show, Brother Matt.
Yes, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so stoked I got to see some of that Dick Watt tour, man. You guys, that was really bitching.
You actually went
to the Casbah.
Yeah, San Diego.
Yeah.
To see the second to the last.
Yeah, that was bitching.
Yeah, that's quite a tour. Put the diary up on the Hoot page if you want to read about it.
The big man was holding it down good.
The big man helped us out big time, and Tom Watson rallied.
Yeah, he's bitching.
I thought the band played good.
Yeah.
The gig goers were very kind to us. We start off the show with The Promise from John Coltrane live at Birdland. And then this is it, Restaurant. This is a cat who played with me last gig of the tour at the Echo in Echo Park. Troy, welcome aboard.
Welcome.
How are you?
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks. Nice being down here.
You know, at the sound check, I heard him playing and stuff, and he's got a drummer man, too.
Mm.
Anyway, both of them, I was like, whoa. And so I asked Troy, will you be on the radio show?
Mm, cool.
I said, yeah.
Very cool. Excellent.
I said I'd be honored.
Yeah, welcome.
What's your earliest musical recollection, Troy?
Probably hearing, or I was amazed that my dad would know the words to, like, songs on the radio. And probably, I think what I remember him listening to was, like, Bo Diddley and, like, a little bit of Creedence and some of that. So at least, and I never thought I'd, like, bring that into my own music later on, but. But I think I was a man. I was like, how do you know all the words? You know, sitting in the back of the car, like,
yeah.
Why did you write this
thing? Like, this is in Texas, right?
This is in Texas, yeah. You're like, no, you listen to it enough, you learn all the words. And then I realized, like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Bo Diddley was my first concert.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That was bitching.
I got to see him play with the Clash in
the Hills. Oh, yeah, cool.
Oh, wow.
That's where we met the Black Flag guys.
I saw photos of that. Or, like, them on the bus, and I had no idea that they ever played together.
Bo Diddley played only his tune, like, for a half hour. And Dale's, and that was the first time I saw them at any punk rockers in SoCal.
Where's Dale's?
The Dale's were, they were from Carlsbad, down by Fort Camp Pendleton. They turned into later... Rank and File, Cowboy Nation, Blackbird.
Oh, okay.
See, we're two brothers, Chip and Tony Ginman.
Whoa.
Just lost Tony last year. It's terrible. Cancer got him really bad. So, your pop.
Yeah.
He did songs, but kind of sang with him in the car.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
Right? Okay.
And I didn't think I had any musical background at all. Like,
but what about in the house? Nobody played.
Not really. Like, my dad played piano, but that was because his parents, you know, put him in the lessons back.
Did you have a piano in the pad?
Yep.
Okay.
So he would play here and there, and then definitely during the holidays, he'd like pull out playing the basic Christmas stuff and all that.
Okay.
And so,
did you get into piano?
Well, I got. That's the other. Kind of funny story because then my mom was like, okay, well, you want to do anything musically? I'm like, not yet. Like, I don't know. And she's like, okay. And then at about 12, I was like, all right, I want a guitar. Like, I want an electric guitar. Like, I was starting to get into my older brother was showing me, like, because I was getting into skateboarding. No, he didn't play, but
skateboarding
turned into like punk rock.
Yeah, there's a
interest and all.
What about school? Were you in the band or
no,
choir
no,
or that shit?
No. But anyway, so I wanted the guitar. I was like, all right, now I want to play some, like, fast, like, electric guitar stuff. And so my mom goes, well, we'll get you one, but you need to learn how to play piano first. So we're entering you into piano lessons. So my piano teacher, it was at his house. And so I went, like, the first couple weeks, like, learning to play just, you know, hot cross buns, whatever the hell it is. You know, and so then my mom was like, oh, show me what you learned. I'm like, here's what I learned, ding, 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 you know. And then I realized, like, oh, my buddy lives, like, 8 houses down. And so I was like, this sucks. Like, I don't really want to do this. I want a guitar, but this isn't the way I want to get it, right? And so she dropped me off, and I'd see her just drive down the street. And, like, once I saw her go around the corner, I was like, I'm going to Jason's house. So it stayed
instead of the piano.
Instead of the piano lessons. So then I go hang out with him for like 30 minutes and then walk back to the piano teacher's house and sit on the curb. She come and pick me up like, all right. So this happened 2 more weeks. And then she's like, well, what's the newest thing you learned? I played like, my dumbass, I played the same thing that I showed her the last. She's like, you're lying to me. I was like, what? No. She goes, I know you're lying because Mr. Nance called and said, is Troy sick? He hadn't been here for 2 weeks. And that got busted. And then, so then my guitar got put on hold until I actually raised, you know, got my own money by just, you know, cutting grass or like taking trash out.
What'd you get, acoustic?
Yeah, some piece of shit.
So?
Yeah.
Starter kit?
And then I got bored with, like, you know, just playing, like, standard and just doing power chords. And,
yeah.
And then I just, but then I just kept skateboarding and riding BMX bikes.
What about jamming with other people, like, at school?
Not.
After
like
school.
I would play, but my buddy wasn't that serious. So I was kind of like, I'm the only one really trying to do this. And, and then it just slowly, my guitar just got stuck in the corner.
So was growing up in Texas what influenced the slide part of it?
It had to be. But I think that all came from not until my 20s, and then I just heard like...
Because the guitar goes away for
a while. It goes away, and then I play again. I get a new guitar like when I'm 20, 21, because I was like, I put that thing away way too early. Like, I didn't even stay with it. So I picked it up again, and then I started listening to Fred McDowell, the old blues dude.
Sure.
Who I just thought, I'd already listened to a lot of old blues guys, and it wasn't like I was just, this was an eye-opener, but the way that he played was just something, because he didn't, it just sounded like he was playing three guitars at once, I don't know, his style of playing, you know, he's never using a pick. Like, none of those guys really did. I think there was a story like Muddy Waters or somebody like hiring the backup guitar player, and the kid showed up with a pick, and he just told him, like, you know what, we're going to end this right now. Go home and learn to play without a pick, and then come back for rehearsals. Because to play real blues, you're free to pick as a guitar player. Mm. So that started that, and then... But I was still listening to a lot of fast, like, still in the punk world and, like, this faster music. So I was like, well, I'm going to take this fun, like, slide playing and just, like, turn it up a notch, speed it up. And then there's a dude named Bob Log the Third.
Yeah, I see him a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ride original.
Yeah.
And so
he's always on tour.
Yeah, that guy, he's great.
Dude. Yeah,
he's,
motorcycle
he's,
helmet.
He's fun.
The mic hangs
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd, like, come on to something that was new.
He's right here.
But then Bob I realized, Log. Yeah. And then somebody goes, oh, well, that kind of sounds like Bob Log. Have you heard Bob Log? And I was like, what? And then I realized that I'd seen him. He had another band called Durag back in the day.
It was a two-piece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then that all, like, came full circle. I was like, okay, well, I'm not the first one that's doing this, but at least I can see that you can do it, pull it off. And then his old band is even more like what Tyler and I do now. I mean, they kept everything pretty raw. But
you mean Durag?
Yeah.
Like what restaurant is?
Yeah, because then you go back, because his drummer played a bunch of just drums.
It's like Mojo Nixon type.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't understand any of his vocals at all on Bob's. I mean, he did that on purpose. But and he's playing a lot. He played like a couple of McDowell cover songs and like John Lee Hooker stuff, but you wouldn't even realize that that's what he's playing, because you can't even tell what he's saying. But
he's got like a
telephone for microphone.
Yeah, and I think his original like microphone was a vacuum, and then the hose came out of the like one of those stand up, you know, 70s vacuums.
Yeah.
The hose came out, so he didn't have a mic stand. He just sat in front, and the hose was attached to the handle of the vacuum, and then it had like a funnel coming out of it. So he just buried his head in the funnel. And that right there, I was like, all right. But I didn't even put two and two together that those were the same guys. Because then Thermos, his drummer, like, quit.
Right.
In the middle of, like, their tour opening up for Beck. So Bob said, he's like, oh, finally we made it. And then Thermos, like, I think his girlfriend got pregnant. So he left in the middle of the tour to go home. But I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm on my own.
That's why he went so yeah. It was fun to play.
And he's like, well, I'm not fucking quitting the tour. I've been working my ass off to finally get something.
Right, right. It was a big tour for him.
So then he said, I don't know if this is true. This is all him just like, he can tell some stories. But he's like, so I thought, you know, I'll get out there and I'll just stomp on my guitar case. But on the way, I found this cool motorcycle helmet and I thought maybe they'd start throwing shit at me. So what I'm going to do is put my motorcycle helmet on, and because if I'm that bad and they start throwing shit at me, at least it won't hit me. Okay.
A good one.
I don't know if that's true or if he figured
good,
out that
good
story.
Part of the legend.
Yeah, I want to play Live Like Guy.
my childhood friend. La 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 la. Been playing games since the age of 10. La 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 la. A bounce beam and a bouncing ball. La 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 la. Please read the letters up on the wall. Seth Thomas is keeping the peace. I cut my hands and I stomp my feet. A flashing light in a darkened room. A TV dinner couldn't come too soon. Seth Thomas and the Hush Puppy Shoes. La 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 la. You play the drums while I sing the blues. La 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 la. Do you know where your children are? La 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 la. Ford Falcon is my parents' car. Bell bottoms and a left-handed club. Don't tell a soul, but I just fell in love. Rolling down on a grassy hill. Feeling dizzy from thy childish thrill.
Thoughtless asphalt shimmered electric after this first cool shower, washing from memory clinging remnants of a Texas summer. Suddenly, All Hallows Eve looms, commingling a suspect myriad of zombies, leeches, slackers, grindmongers alike, amid sundry wannabes, dragging into sultry marches of shambles, heedless of pending days. Smothered are they in ciggy smoke, coddled into dullard exercises of flabbiness, endless searching away from reality, with guest ennui over easy, until raw power shivers in bolts from booming cones hung that amplify analogs of inappropriate ear fingering and rock spasms. The faux hawks swoop after one another on obliquely wry airwaves as other critters lie hue carved on gritty baked blocks, crumbling anon. What? No one notices? How then will preposterous portents reveal themselves? Alone, perhaps, or in factory packs, plans evolve now to prey upon their obsolescence. The tape crackles, punked bluff faces are pulled, then slow pumped, going along with downbeats as if tomorrow leased any gift at all. sparkles now whirl in mind-provoking scintillations of possibility. Now, not only though, there are only two choices left. Yet five is never one of them. Quickening waters shall slake suckers of ruthless tripe, opening onto wicked quarters of a truthless right as well. Choose wisely, then, when chasing the cream of that dream. Sweat the sugar, son. Muscle the horizon with utmost finesse. For daily are blessed the earnest progress of Logos Agogo. Yep, rich etudes hover over the crowd, trembling with a word, a sword painted that had extended to and through them, coming around to meet the non-dominant partner, to complete this pining circle and kickstart another, geometrically.
We'll be right back.
Pedro show. Yeah, that's Restaurant doing Joe D. Ahead of that was Soup Song from I and the Revolutionary Hell Yeah. M.B. Jones out of Pusan, Super Abundant before that. Wish Granter's Brand New. That's Jamie from Wales. He came to record at Casa Hanzo. Vince.
Yeah.
Jimmy on drums. I played the bass. It's on the Water Under the Bridge. Records with Todd Recess, a little co-pro. A Kind of Pigeon before that with Mongol Pigeon, sorry. Nid's Brand New out of Charleston, or maybe Columbia now, somewhere in South Carolina. Where's the One? Can Can Heads from Finland before that. You, Chris Kroger, I spelled his name wrong. Skroger, not Skoger. Sorry. He's Oscar. Great poet. Great artist guy. Where the Equinox Pumped. Pat Irish out of upstate New York with Seth Thomas. What do you call that? Yeah, West New York. It's right where the Palisades start. Off the Hudson. Guided by Voices, Transpiring Anathema. They're going to play the Roxy 100 song set New Year's.
Whoa.
No. Now it's going to be the Terragram Ballroom. Don't 100 songs, yeah.
Dang.
I mean, they're little, but still a buttload. So I'm going to grab Brand New Phase of Multiplication. We start everything out. Live Like I, Restaurant. So tell us about Restaurant.
Well.
Okay, so Bob. Yeah. Bob's got you all fired up.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I can pull this off. But then I still was like, I was doing everything as, maybe, because of when I was a kid, I kind of got discouraged that my buddy wasn't that into, like, nice. Really making this happen. I was like, all right, well, I don't want to rely on anyone else.
Right.
So then I was like...
Half-ass has let you down.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to learn to play drums with my feet. I'm going to learn how to play the harmonica, so I at least have some other instruments going.
And wasn't there a stomping tradition, though, in blues?
Yeah. Yeah,
it wasn't
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times they go to...
mic'd it, right?
Yeah, they go to the, you know, do the field recordings, like... Yeah. What's his name?
Hammond and Lomax.
Yeah, Lomax. And they would usually just put a mic close to their feet anyway to get the, that was percussion.
Right,
and,
right.
And you can definitely hear it on those old recordings. They're just stomping. So anyway, I started doing that, just playing like a one-man band. And I was, you know, playing parties and not, I didn't have any kind of like, oh, my goal is to, you know.
You called restaurant yet?
Yeah. And that was
so
all.
How'd you come up with that name?
That, I was just fucking around. Like, that was, I was like, I'm a one-man band called Restaurant. And then I was like, I did not think this was going to go any further than, like, that year of me just playing, like, house parties and, like.
Yeah, keggers.
Yeah, just kind of like. And then people were going, oh, that's pretty good. Like, you know, and what do you want? You want to play live? I was like, not really. Like, it's kind of, this is my outlet. I don't know. I was working my ass off all the time anyway. So, but then my buddy came over and he's like, well, let me just put some beats behind it. And then he grabbed shit out of the kitchen and it's kind of like, we had this old organ, a Wurlitzer, so we just put one of those beats on. It was on this, like, 60s Wurlitzer, so he's like, boom, tss, boom, tss. And then he just started beating on buckets and, like, one of the boxes that was in my old apartment. And so we started recording, and I just played the whatever beats he was making. We stayed up, you know, up until, like, 5 in the morning, probably killing our neighbors, but, like, just like, okay. Now we got, so now it's like, all right, now I want to play live, like, because I think this is a little more involved and people can get into it.
Right.
And then, yeah, and then.
So what's the first gig?
First gig
first
was,
gig.
This little place called 14 Below in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
played there a bunch with Bert.
And, so that went off. Like, it was.
The pad is still there. It's called,
yeah, I remember.
Social club, some kind of social club.
Right on the corner there.
Yeah.
And it was a great opening
coming through
night.
The back, there's a little room.
Yeah.
On the stage. Mm-hmm.
It's still a nice little, I mean, from what I remember, like a room to play. Like, the sound is good because you're basically trapped in this, like, cinder block.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
But the sound is, like, boom, right in your face.
I came through that hatch. They have a stair on it.
Oh, yeah, funky hatch.
Yeah, I came through there, dislocated my elbow. I popped it back in.
And
it's all purple.
Yeah, the door is like.
Yeah.
You have to, and if you're carrying gear, especially if you're
so that gig went
gear.
Good, so I'm going to do
more,
right?
Yeah, and then they're.
This isn't the drumming I saw.
This is my buddy from Texas.
Yeah.
So,
and how did you move out of here?
Originally in 99.
Okay.
And then. Basically working, I was just a grunt working for Cirque du Soleil when they did a production on Santa Monica Pier.
They did something in Pedro.
Yeah, a couple times.
46.
Yeah, so it was probably the basic, big old tent.
Yeah.
Yep,
basically, big. My job was like, Troy, go carry this over there. And I thought, I was like, I'm busting into the production design world, but no, I was just learning how to carry stuff. But, so I did that, and then, like, right off, I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to Texas. I got, like, a pocket full of money. But then I got hired to just kind of do a quick stint for a TV show. So I went and did real prop design for them. And I was like, okay, I made some more money. Like, I might as well stay. And I got hired to be a welder doing sculpture and stuff for an established artist. And that turned into 20 years. And, like, I went back in the middle of that and lived basically on a ranch in LaGrange. And that's when
Between Boston and Houston.
Yeah, and that's ZZ Top, right? And that's a real shit. That shit existed, that old the whorehouse and all that. And they made that movie with Burt Reynolds or whatever.
Dolly Parton.
I didn't know that. I forgot about all this. So it's not why I moved there. I'm like.
Well, I know, because you drive through it. And
yeah.
You take that U.S. instead of the interstate.
Yeah.
The U.S. highway.
Yeah, you drive right by there going for it. And so.
You lived there for a while. So. But this drummer, he's SoCal, right?
No, oh, the one Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler.
St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis? Saint,
or
okay.
Southern Illinois, St. Louis area.
So when did he come here?
Probably like mid-2000s.
Okay.
Well, see, that whole thing happened because of my old drummer basically was like, I'm going back to Texas, and I already had a tour booked. I was like,
oh, man.
So I was like, oh, now
it's like Bob Log.
Bob Log again. And I was like, I wasn't opening for Beck at the time, but I had a tour planned out. But anyway, but our shows early on went really well. I mean, I was like, okay. And then right away, remember Sunset Junction?
Sure. Silver Lake.
Yeah. So for our third show, they invite us to play that. I'm like, we haven't even played more than two shows. It's literally our third show. And so we go out and play that, and then we got asked to do like a residency at the Echo. So everything's like rolling. I was like, all right, let's do some demos. I just started sending them out to people. Now, I'd send them in this little miniature crate, so that whoever opened them had to have a screwdriver and really get into it to get into that CD, whatever. And then we got signed to like a label out in Brooklyn. So I thought, like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, this is all happening. Then, yeah, he went back to Texas. Then I got another drummer to just basically get me through that tour. And then Tyler jumped on. He's like, I mean, he made a joke a while ago when my old drummer was there. He's like, well, anytime you need a different drummer, I'm here. And I was like, so I called him. I was like, you know, you asked that one time.
It's time.
We went and met at Jumbo's to have a band meeting. That old, like,
strip club. They had Lula.
The strip club dive bar. They had a real serious band meeting. And he's like, I'm in. I barely knew him. First show was in Vegas. The rest
was
of
it?
Yeah.
That's where the tour started?
We had to finish some studio job, you know, playing drums, session guy. And I was like, well, shit, we got a show tomorrow in Vegas. And I go, I'm getting your plane ticket. I'm going to drive with all our shit. And I guess I'll just pick you up at the airport, because he had to stay that night or late in the studio. So he barely made it. Picked him up from the airport, and we just go to Double Down
in Vegas.
Sure. And, like, literally, we didn't know each other. We had, like, two practices. And we just, from there on, we were on, like, a six-week tour. Got to know each other really, really well.
Learned the set.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour, November 21, 2019, Dish Wap Peterstone. Special guest, Tyler from Restaurant. Hold time for hour two. November 21, 2019. It's the second hour. The Wap for Pedro show.
Check. I see your whole life, man, right above you. true love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who is your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you look in can it find you. True love is searching too. How can he recognize you unless you step out into the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. Don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
Make it sound unseen.
us.
Bartending the truth against forgiving wine. My bloody smile against all of your time. The finite beats of this heart, I'll drink till you've counted each one. You scream your song so many let me sing it away till I've lost all its rhyme. And each lovely ounce of your voice is converted to mine. Bleeding drunken lips, tasting your time. Bleeding drunken lips, caressing your time. Your robe opened up on a dissolving chapter, and each time I see it, it rewrites your body. Hiding my soldiers beneath your left breast, and the untrained civilians can sneak through the in your time. Bleeding drunken lips, caressing your time. I've been known to procrastinate longer than rentals. This thrill can accumulate beyond the each form of time as it passes you by, smirks at the other with expectant eyes. Bleeding drunken lips, tasting your time. Bleeding drunken lips, caressing your time. But the stains on your lips remain childlike and leery, and that mouth is a liar till one of us wins. And that mouth is a liar till one of us wins. And that mouth was a liar till one of us wins. That mouth was a liar till one of us wins.
Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Restaurant doing Lion Man. Then Urbanese Propaganda with Stocha. That's out of Macedonia. The Vasco. Zeobin Funk. They say funk. Zachariah Hawthorne with True Love Will Find You in the End. Daniel Johnson tuned. R. Elizabeth, but I'm assuming she's different. Alexander DeLarge Philharmonic Orchestra out of Milano with Alopica Universalis. Bradford Reed with One Forward, Two Back Out. Andre Vita, Drunken Lips. And finally, Wild Witch from Restaurant. So, after that tour you guys did, the off-air people were talking about when it was. It was in 2012, right?
Yeah.
So 7 years ago. So in the meantime, well, when you got back from the tour, did you want to record with them?
Yeah, I think the whole time we were
playing
together, it was kind of a trial. Like, let's see if we even enjoy this, you know, playing together and how well we get along. But I think after the fourth show, we're like, all right, let's start thinking about getting some stuff
was
down.
Was he different than the original guy? What was the original guy's name?
Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. Yeah. Did you like Jonathan?
Jay State. I think they had their similarities, but they definitely, personality-wise, were a little different. And even between that, I had a buddy that was a totally different style, just to kind of fill in until I found another guy, Ed, and he was like a hard-hitting, like, metal, like, heavy metal kind of drummer.
Yeah, really.
And some people are still like, man, that was crazy. Like, when
you
because he just, like, he had longer hair, and he just basically animal, you know, just...
Well, you know, talking about two-man bands, there was one from North Carolina called Flat Duo Jets.
Yeah.
With Dexter.
Yeah.
And he had some cat named Crow, who had long hair, and he looked kind of trippy, like,
we played
more of a hard rock guy. Oh, you played with him?
Yeah.
Because he goes way back.
Well,
his sister played with some of them cats out there, Mitch Easter and stuff. But the original kind of bluesy two-man band, Dexter credit for really getting that going. I mean, the White Stripes obviously had a huge success.
Yeah, they turned it into a well-known, obviously you throw just back-to-back White Stripes and Black Keys. You know,
oh, yeah, that's the other one. They
play
the whole band now, right?
Yeah, they're like, they got everything.
They probably have backup guitar and drummers.
Yeah, they do. With two, like, keyboardists and everything. Flat Duo Jets was like, somebody turned me on to them. I was like, oh, man. And I thought it was like, oh, is this like a couple years ago? They're like, no.
They're like early 80s.
And then 70s. And it was funny because then we got invited, like, to open up for them. I was like, oh, hell yeah. They're great. I didn't get a chance to talk or hang out with those guys, but Dexter.
But I don't think he plays with Crow anymore. But that was a wild band. But what I was trying to get at is, like, Restaurant, you've got your singing, your guitar playing, and maybe you can adapt to whatever guy's got the beat going and it's open enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a certain... I mean, you know, you got to have that communication without really having to say anything. And, like, he needs to know that, all right, we're going to get a little softer here, and then is right when we're going to come back in. I want the drummer to kind of go off on his, like, I don't want to be having to, like, babysit and tell him, like, on this part, you got to do this. Like, I want him to have fun and, like, do what you're feeling.
Or kind of be an interpreter.
Yeah, and kind of. Yeah, feed off of me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like, you gotta do what I'm doing, but like, I think...
Take some cues.
Right.
Direction.
And so, and anyone that's gonna take the initiative and like, and get creative with it without having somebody tell him, like, you know, try something crazy here, you know, and he does it. I mean, he's also a Tyler. I mean, Jay State, Jonathan did it too, and they've all done it, but in certain ways. But the way Tyler and I work together, I think it's we never even have to. And we get along really well. I mean, he's like my brother, so We have no problems like being alone for months
people
at a time.
People don't realize that's almost as important as knowing how to play.
Yeah, you gotta have
a
good relationship and be a good person. And because nothing's worse than being stuck in a car with somebody that's annoying the hell out of you. You know, and you're like, oh shit, we got 3 more weeks. You know, nothing's worse. Because then you show up and you gotta go play, and you're like,
bumming. Yeah, eh. It's not happening. I know exactly what you mean. You know, it's time for Brother Matt to bring forth the spin cycles. I've been jonesing, and it's been a couple of months for me.
stop thinking about it. Thinking about it.
Thank you. and how. So we have to live in the house for a few weeks. They seem like nice guys from nice girls.
Hoping I'm finding the beat to this.
You're hoping you're finding the beat. Mission of hard life. It's hoping to find the beat. Brother,
heart, yeah. Sometimes works better than others.
Thank you so much, brother.
I had my ears open as I could.
Thank you so much for revitalizing. It's been cyclage in my life.
Back
2 months without it, I was Jones in bed. But what I want to know is what made you do what you just did to us with that cyclage?
Well, I made a little trip to Fingerprints the other day, so I had some new tunes to bust out. Yeah, over in Strong Beach. So, so that's how it started.
Fingerprint. Booty. Booty from the Fingerprint raid.
Fresh tunes.
Okay. And,
thank you, Troy.
No, thank you.
Troy, you did really good, especially, you know, not knowing what's coming and just throwing that at you.
Yeah, being able to hear.
I hope you can take away some of that shit. Don't put all that in there. I don't know. I was like, I can hear this a little bit.
Cigar box?
Yeah, it's kind of like.
That's the old.
Kind of near. There's no cigar box involved, but it's a homemade special.
Oh, that, what's the.
Swamp.
Like a,
the swamp. Oh, the cube?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, the micro cube?
No.
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
The Hawaiian tiki.
Little tiki swamp
tiki
witch.
Tiki thing, but it's got a pickup. It's got, what are the three strings tuned?
It's an open G, I think, maybe.
Yeah, it's close to G.
So it's got a G and a D, probably, and a B.
Yeah.
GBD.
And
GBD.
So,
I guess.
Minor.
Mm. Matt was like, here, try this beauty out.
Yeah.
And
wasn't there a cigar box one?
There's another one. They got a couple in the back.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. There's a guy in Memphis I know plays cigar box. In fact, he tried to get me to have a bass cigar box. Two stringer. Friend of Tal Falco's.
One dude made us, this guy Ken,
made
us a coffee can guitar, and I'm supposed to do a cover song, oh man, of some like, not New Order. But speaking of,
like to trade?
Is it Ken in Long Beach?
He's like, I'm going to give you this, but do this. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'll do some version to it. But anytime we have to do a cover song, it's definitely not, like, you're not going to take it to the karaoke lounge.
Hold on.
Oh, but speaking of, let me advertise ourselves, because I do a New Order cover song on that album.
Okay.
We got a new album coming out.
Let's talk about it. We're at the end of the second hour. 2019, November 21 edition, Watt Peters Show. Special guest, Troy from Restaurant. Hold tight for hour three. November 21, 2019 is the third hour of the Watt from Peters Show.
fun. We got the five boys, we got the fun. We got the five boys, we got the fun. We got the fun. Steady night.
baby.
Show, we start off the third hour with a restaurant doing, yeah, I carve cheetahs.
You pronounce it, that's the right delivery of that, too. With a little attitude. Like,
Dude, there, all right. That's what
thanks.
I got the,
Mr. Watt, that was perfect.
That's what I gathered from the tune. It was not a softy. No pouty lips.
Pouty lips.
No purty mouth. Then we had Crane doing a place with no time. It was definitely purty mouth, pouty lips, sugar bowl, teapot, you know, red sugar bowl, teapot. You know.
I got you.
You got it. You got shorthand going here, people. Another umbrella with the late, great Richard Derrick. That's just fine. Dan Jones and the Squids out of Kansas City. Teal Pumas. Must be a shoe song. I'm just reading the Rakim book.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, it's an incredible book. Yeah, he's talking about how he gets his rhymes and he started as a real young cat. Man, a very interesting story. Very musical family, too. And then Restaurant with Bev D. Who's Bev D?
Beverly D'Angelo.
Okay.
That song,
Angels, Beverly of the Angels.
Yeah, because that song, well, that was written about my time in Italy. I feel like I was in prison. Well, when I was over there,
it was bad.
No, it was. Oh, I had some hairy moments, but and so that was. I think my Beverly D'Angelo was probably like the first. Kind of like boob shot I'd ever seen. But that came up in a topic of conversation over there, and so then I wrote that song about
what
it.
What town?
I was in Castiglione Fiorentino, which is in the Tuscany area. It's a
Tuscany,
small little town.
It sounds like Firenze is how you say Florence.
Yeah. So it's south of
Castillo is a castle.
Florence was where we'd go, like, on the weekend.
Castello, actually.
To get our, you know, go to the
provisions.
To the city. Yeah, get our provisions.
Get the passeggiata.
To relax
a
little bit.
Larder.
Yeah, basically.
Just talk about laxative.
And come back to our nunnery in the
cloister.
Yeah. But I've
been in band with two Italians, so I spend a lot of time over there. Yeah.
I love it.
They live in Bologna in the middle.
All right. you know, so Beverly was just kind of an homage. It started out in homage of so sorry, Beverly D'Angelo. It's not. That's. I think only the name is what stuck. So the rest of the song didn't really isn't about her, but.
Okay. Made for a good
made
title.
Made for a good title. Sometimes
what
that's all you
one?
Need.
Well, yeah, like this one's called Concrete, this next one.
Okay. Well,
what's
that one, that one's just
or
about...
Or do you like to talk about your songs?
I don't give a
some
shit.
Some cats say, you know, that's why I wrote the song. Why do I have to explain it?
I don't,
which I think is valid, right?
That is. I don't think it's a preference or whatever. I don't have one feeling. If someone asks me about it, I'm not going to say, well, go make your own interpretation. I'll give them, like,
give them Concrete.
Quick.
Concrete.
Give him
script.
A quiet, concrete. I'll give him the starting line, you know.
Okay.
I won't tell him. Concrete's just about like one of those moments where like you can't affect me, you know. Don't fuck with me right now. Like I'm just concrete. Like I'm in what like.
You know,
don't try to bring me up
concrete,
or don't try to
though.
Bring me down. You know.
I found out it depends on the aggregate.
Yeah.
Speaking of Italy and the Romans, they built a wall about 70 A.D. between Scotland and England. Have you ever seen it called Hadrian's Wall? I mean, it's strong.
I've seen it.
There's this stuff that was built in the East Bloc during Soviet times that ain't even 67 years old. The shit floats in water. It's so bad. Like, if you ever get...
It's made out of ivory.
Give me a piece
ivory
of
soap.
Wall. Yeah, like aggregate. Is like, woo, weak. So not all concrete is created equal. Let's
it's not yours in a country club. Oh, cliches in a limousine. I'm a ghetto queen. I sign mine in a hotel tub. You sign yours in a country club. Oh, cliches in a limousine. I'm a ghetto queen.
Okay, last music. Look for this edition, Concrete, from Restaurant. Don't fuck with Troy, man. He's solid.
Well, wasn't even just about... that might have come across, like, it wasn't like, don't fuck with me, but it's just kind of like, I mean, you
can't... Well, it wasn't like quick, but you're going to, like, step into me and keep going. Okay. Afternoon after that with Ned Collett, James Rushford, Joe Talia. That's a big piece. There's a companion piece, too, I'm going to play next show. And then finally, Oakley Shades Restaurant. We're talking about, is that like product placement?
I wish. I probably could have got a nice little penny out of that. But I think
you got a new record.
But the song is too, they probably wouldn't want to use that because the song is about robbing and like getting arrested and shit.
Okay.
Robbing and stealing.
Using it for like a mask.
Yeah, but the dumbass, like the one of the characters in the song, you know, like, that's how they kind of find out that he was the one, because he starts buying all this stuff, so it's like, shows up with brand new Oakley Shades.
Oh, whoops.
New car, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, buying. Well, yeah, back to,
You got a new album.
Yes, sir. It'll be coming out, like, probably at the end of February, early March.
And where do people find you on the internet?
Well, you can go straight to restaurant.com, and that's with a V, R-E-S-T-A-V-R-A-N-T.
See, that yeah, that's doesn't a whole, have the U, people.
No. And it, I mean, the,
but
the
that's,
name,
again, that's Roman and shit.
Yeah, see, that goes back to the Roman,
you
my
know what letter they never used?
No.
K.
What? Ooh.
I think K's from the north, the Germanic.
Yeah, German.
I don't think it's in the old, original Roman Latin alphabet.
Because
the C's, right? There's C's are tricky in Italian. They can be an S sound, a CH sound, SH sound, a K sound.
Yeah, every minute or every time I think I'm like, oh, I got a grasp of this language, and I get thrown in like, oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
What's new? I'm called
Four for being physical. So the number four, then the word for being physical.
Yeah, where was it recorded? Here in Cali.
Yeah, up in LA, and then
what studio?
Our own little, like, cave.
Yeah.
We have our, I mean, because obviously it doesn't take much. It's not like we're trying to get some polished sound.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Like, stick a mic up to this and that, and then
right.
Let's go for it.
That's the process.
Yeah, we don't. And the more spontaneous, the better. I mean, we obviously think about what we're doing, but it's not anything that I feel that I sit on too long. If it's not happening like at that moment, then we're not on the right track. Yeah. So.
And when does it come out?
Late February or early March. It all depends on when.
Springtime. You go to tour?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go on a little quick.
PeopleRestaurant.com, but don't use the U, use the V.
Yeah, and that'll go back to the, I mean, back to me being a one-man band, thinking I was being witty and, like, having my wit turn to, like, bite me in the ass. But that'll go, when we got the residency,
yeah.
I talked to Liz, and I was like, well,
Liz Garo.
I was like, but wait, we don't want to, that's not our real band name. And she's like, wait, but that, people actually have asked for, you should have the band that has that awful band name play at your venue. And she's like, it's too late now. And I was like, oh, no. And then I talked to the label that just signed us. I was like, we want to change it. And then he's like, no, that's part of the reason I signed you, because the name is so ridiculous. And like, so it's one of those love-hate. Like, some people are like, oh, we love it. We even changed names for a second, and people were like, what are you doing? And then we changed back, and then people were like, well, I like that new name. I don't know. It's like, you're not going to please everyone. But then it's like...
You know, Ian, the Fugazi singer.
Yeah.
He's got a new band. And it's named after some weird card game. And nobody really knows the spelling. So he says for every record, he's going to spell it different. It's like Circley.
Yeah.
Circley or Kirkley or something like that. So he's going to go through all like the phonetic ways to pronounce it, never have it the same.
That's like my band, my friend's band, the OCs.
We saw them on tour.
They keep changing, like... I mean, he started out and it was OCS, like and then it changed to the OCS.
So. One time I was talking to him, John
Dwyer,
Providence guy, actually.
Yeah. He had the coach whips.
You hear that accent.
He had the coach whips, too. That's
right,
another
right,
two-piece.
Right, Oregon. And,
to go back to, anyway, sorry.
But, yeah, he's got that East Coast
he
guy.
Talked to John, yeah. Yeah.
When I was talking about that name, he told me it was for Orange County. The OCs.
Yeah, that show, right?
Well, we call, Florida's got one, too. Yeah. I bet you Texas has one, too, in the East.
Yeah.
You know, that city of Orange?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that one, because Florida's got one. We got it. It's where they grew oranges. Yeah.
Right.
But, I was on tour driving from Las Vegas to Orange County, and I see John. They were on tour. He had his whole crew. He's got a whole new band.
Oh,
now.
Man, yeah, he went through.
You don't got Petey on the baritone anymore.
Yeah, and what was the girl's
name? Last Stooges gig, they opened up.
Oh, really?
San Jose Cat. I wouldn't bullshit you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we went on tour with them. Oh, we're their supporter. And, a quick little West Coast thing. And we had a blast.
Yeah, he's cool, man. His guitar weighs a ton. It's like this plastic clear.
Yeah, that thing, like, clear acrylic thing.
It weighs like 20 pounds.
I remember having like carry that thing and I'm like, whoa.
It's like cut out of Lucite. Like 2 inches thick.
Is that the one that's like a 12 string too? He's got
this
one
one's
that's
a
like
a 12 string that you can see through. Yeah. And he wears it really a lot.
Yeah.
But they're a great band, but so are you guys, man. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks.
And wish you luck. People, go to restaurant.com. Don't put a U, put a V.
Yeah, and it's all
way.
You can do the whole, like, my social. We're terrible at it. We're not very good at
it. But you got a website, so that's
what's
really
cool. Yeah, you can do that.
Because you can go there and get straight from the dealio. It's called Four for Being Physical. Mm-hmm. Coming out this spring and with some gigs. You got to check these guys out. They're a great band.
Thank you.
Troy, both you and Tyler, man, you tear it up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It was such an honor to get to share stage with you. Last gig of Dick Watt 2019.
Cool.
Brother Matt, thank you.
Certainly.
Once again, being here, you know.
Nice to be back in action.
Always essential, aiding and abetting. We're going on 19 years.
That's what he's saying. That's amazing.
They're all archived. So thanks for being part of that, because your music journey.
I'm honored.
It's a unique one. Keep on keeping on, huh? No, the next record comes out, come back on, okay?
I will, yeah. Okay. That's just for everyone that's a late bloomer and playing. Don't don't forget. Okay, you know, you cool. can still pick it back up.
That's good advice. Great advice.
I was like, it's too late now, but then I did it. And,
you know, Vincent painted his only last 10 years.
Oh, really?
Vincent never played as a kid. No, it was Endgame. Shows to go. Yeah. People, it's been November 21, 2019 edition of Wapito Show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.